This goes to Dr. Christopher Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Yolanda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-A, Husted, H-U-S-T-E-D. Date of birth 7/3/1956. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Husted with diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and COPD. Her last visit was December 12th of last year. She has gained 9 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is trying to decrease caloric intake in order to stabilize her weight and hopefully lose some weight. She saw Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, her urologist recently, and had a scan and was told she has no more kidney stones present. And she has no symptoms of kidney stones at this time either. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no recent UTIs. She does have dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production currently. She does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the 5 milligram lisinopril daily. And Dumex, 1 milligram daily for edema, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam. Her weight is 318 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm is 108 over 92. Pulse is 94, and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart sounds are regular, very distant, difficult to hear murmurs or other extra sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 7th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.0, estimated GFR greater than 60, albumin 3.9, calcium 9.3, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone 39.5, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 7, her hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function, no current proteinuria. 2, hypertension well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. And 4, COPD without exacerbation. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.